And I'm delighted to welcome into the Dubai Eye studio Ashish Panjabi, the Chief Operating Officer of Jackie's Electronics. Ashish, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be back again, Richard. Ramadan Kareem to you.
Shukran. Now, many things for you to celebrate. One, of course, the holy month of Ramadan, but also happy birthday. Jackie's is 40 years old this year, and you're doing a whole bunch of stuff to celebrate that. Lots of special offers and so on and so forth. Either you've used that last man's anti-aging cream or you weren't around 40 years ago to start this company, I would guess. But listen, 40 years, let's start with that and what you're doing to celebrate it. A bunch of special offers and things like this. Why do you decide to make a big song and dance about an anniversary?
Well, it's not every day you turn 40. And being an expat company living in this part of the world, you don't see many companies that have been around 40 years. I mean, the country isn't 40 years old as well. We started, of course, in Hong Kong in 1970, and over the period we've grown, we reached the UAE in 1985, and we've been here now for 25 years, which is another milestone for us. And it's a matter of pride. I mean, it's a family business as well. We've gone through the generations. And we hope to be around still for generations ahead.
Well, indeed, and you've been around, say, 25 years in this country. I mean, you've seen some highs and lows, some ups and downs, and some recessions that I suspect have been far worse than this, back in the 80s when the oil price crashed and so on and so forth. Yeah, hopefully, we're looking back now on the credit crunch and the recession of 2009, but how does it compare to others with a sense of perspective?
Well, like you said, I mean, we've been through recessions earlier. And when we started in the UAE in 1985, it was in the middle of a recession. And my father had come here, Jackie Panjabi at that time, and he'd started up the office over here with one of my cousins. And people asked him, they said, why are you leaving Hong Kong? Why do you want to set up in Dubai? What is it in Dubai that you want to be over here for? It's a recession. It's the wrong time to be here. And he actually saw the opportunity at that time. I mean, this is the time when things were starting to boom over here. You had to set your seeds in, and you saw the results after that. And we've been through this in Hong Kong. I mean, we've been in Hong Kong for 40 years now. We've gone through a lot of crises over there over the period, the biggest being the Asian economic crisis in 97. And guess what? Things rebound, people move on, and you forget about it in a couple of years.
Have things rebounded now? I know you and I spoke, we've spoken a couple of times over the past year or two, and back in 2009, you said it was pretty tough. Sales were down. What was the figure you mentioned to be 20-25%? Yeah. Was something that springs to mind. Where are we now? Is summer surprises just over?
Well, the summer period was good for us. I mean, the pre-Ramadan period, we did see the numbers improving. But at the same time, we have been seeing the trends have changed. A lot of it is about price. A lot of it is about promotion. And these things cost money. At the same time, you do get the pressure on margins, which keeps coming up. And if I look at key categories, LCD TVs, laptops, we've seen some prices drop up to 25-30% over the same period last year on a per unit basis. But then we've had new categories grow in the meantime as well. The tablet PCs and the iPads, the smartphones, the iPhone 4, which should be coming officially very soon. These have all been growth categories as well, and these have all been high-ticket products as well that we've been seeing.
Who's spending the money these days? Traditionally, tourists were a very important part of the mix. Summer tends to see an influx of tourists from the neighbouring Gulf states. That's the theory. That's what traditionally happens. And they tend to be reasonably big spenders. Has that happened this summer? Have you had the Kuwaitis and the Qataris in your stores?
We've seen a lot of the Saudi tourists in the last 2 months, definitely. But increasingly, it's a lot more about the local residents at this stage. And even if I look at the location of our malls and where they're moving, malls like Mirdhif City Centre aren't going after the tourist community. Those are going straight after the local community. So you start to see a lot more residents in there, and they're shopping a lot more.
They're spending money?
Yeah.
What are they spending money? Because, I mean, when we go to Jackie's, we can either go and buy a nice new flat-screen TV and a DVD player, or we can pop in to get some blank DVDs and a new charger for our iPod because we've lost it. What are people going out with these days, and have you seen that trend change? A new toaster or a new TV?
Well, you've got a little of both. You've got the value segment, which has grown over the period. So you do have a lot of people looking at the LCD TV at $12.99, $13.99, $14.99, $15.99. And they are looking for these deals in these offers. And every weekend you see them running in and asking, what is the offer this weekend? But at the other end, We've seen the 3D